G'day, anti-vax conspiracy theorists. Just thought I'd have a quick chat to yous about joining the clubs. You know, every time, like I've been lately, it's been giving me the shits a bit. You go into an auto parts place and it's 30% off today if you hand over your details. You know, and I was over in the communist dictatorship of Western Australia around Christmas time, visiting the poor, unfortunate, jabbed up people over there. And I was in a sports shop buying a pair of shoes, and there was 20% off if you hand over your details, join our club, you know. And the guy behind the counter's like, oh, no, like you're not a fan. I said, mate, you're supposed to be a fan of me. I'm the customer. You're supposed to, no one even came and asked me how I was going out there. And you're standing here at the counter going, join the club. Why aren't you a fan? It doesn't work that way. It's supposed to be the other way around. In a free market, you know, the guy up the road's offering 20% off. Don't have to join the club. Don't even have to say your name, nothing. It's a lack of competition. Legislation has been written by people in offices sitting there in suits that makes it too hard for the small guy to operate. So they close down, and then you end up with just a handful, just one or two sports outlets. And they get to take 20% off you for not handing your details over. And this poor young guy behind the counter, he didn't understand. He's been brought up in communism. He's been born up, we're all one for all and all for one, you know, all that sort of purple hair crap. So, yeah, just an observation of where business is going in this country. You know, it won't be long. You know, there'll just be one nationalized sports outlet. You know, well, we need to nationalize it because it's so important. A bit like that, you know, really cheap healthcare system we've got. Doesn't cost bugger all, does it? You know? I just did my tax recently and they took $5,000 off me this year and didn't give me anything. I don't want to go near one of their buildings or any of their white coat, jabbed up, young, you know, brainwashed, so-called doctors and nurses, so-called. There's no grey hair in the hospital. I had to go in one a little while ago with a friend, and there's no grey hair in there. They're just kids out of university now. That's all I got left. But anyway, don't let me get off the track. So we got, you know, that is a point I've made before. If it's so important that the government runs the hospitals, why wouldn't it be that important that the government runs the hardware shops and the mechanics? But just hold your breath because it won't be long, guys, and they'll nationalise all the mechanics. They'll nationalise anything they can. Like, there's just, why not? It's all working so fine in the public sector there, the so-called public sector. It's not the public sector, it's the state sector. So by being regulated and benefiting from regulation, these businesses are an arm of the state. That's why they can charge you 20 or 30% extra. You know, what's the incentive for them to charge you 30% less? Well, it's, you know, segregate your customers, your good customers, you signed up, your bad customers, you pay extra. What's the benefit to them? They're going to be able to bombard you with shit. They're going to be able to send it straight to your phone and get you, oh, how about a new battery for this? How about a new cover for this? Blah, blah, blah. It's got to be worth it to them to take that 30% cut today as long as they can get those damn details off you, and then they can pummel you with advertising and get you to buy more. It's obviously a good business model. It works for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. So, yeah, don't be tricked. And just remember, they're supposed to be fans of us. We're the customer. Going back to the shoe shop, there's no one there saying, oh, can I, you know, help you try them on and all that. There was no one on the floor. Just a pile of boxes. You got to pick through, start reading, learning, you know, which ones are right for you. No one there to help. And there's the rooster at the front counter. Oh, you're not a fan? No, not a fan. Have a good one, guys. I'll see you on the next one.